We each have in our minds books that are out of print that we wanted to at some point cover on the bonus show. So we're starting with you. Joys and Sorrows is an out-of-print book that you remember fondly from your childhood.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about your backstory with it and why you wanted to reread it.
Yeah, so I think this is the book that introduced me to the concept of something being out of print. I was a cellist growing up, and this is a book that my cello teacher decided to recommend to me. And it was one where he had to give me his copy because you couldn't really buy it anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
So it was one that sort of made me think about, like, wait, why can't I just buy it anywhere? Isn't it supposed to just be in the Scholastic book section or something?
Can't you buy all books immediately?
I can buy all books. And so it was interesting to sort of read this book, especially because of its own relationship to unburying things of the past.
Yes.
And have that in my mind. And I think when I've thought, since we started this show, I've always thought about Joys and Sorrows and trying to do something with it and revisit and be like, at this point in my life, what does it say to me? Because it was pretty pivotal to me when I thought about cello playing and really tried to model myself after Casals when I would perform pieces. So, yeah.
You maybe wouldn't want to model yourself after him in other ways outside of the realm of music.
Boy.
But we'll get into that more later. Yeah, I mean, I remember you encouraging me to read this book, I think maybe before we even had a podcast.
I think so.
The subject. And it's a great title, Joys and Sorrows.
Very Ivy Compton Burnett sort of title.
I know. That's kind of was the main draw for me. But overall, I think the book documents more joy than sorrow, at least for him. The 20th century that he lived through, maybe not so much.
Yeah, he is the joys and the rest of the world is the sorrows in a way.
It's like what I do with my joy to try to help all of the people out there that are having the sorrow.
Because I am the most important person in the world.
And, you know, a lot of people seem to agree.